This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning to the two of you. Boy, I'm really looking forward to this conversation. This should be fascinating.
One of my favorite topics.
Food.
Yep.
Food.
Yep. Eating. Mm-hmm. More importantly, eating the food. Well, let's get to it. We got a great lineup today. We're joined by Dale DeSena and Ryan Costigan, both with Eat Georgia, a collaboration between Taste of Georgia and the Georgia Restaurant Association. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Great to be here.
Good to have you. Dale, let's start with you. You're the president and founder of Taste of Atlanta. Give us a quick few seconds about you and your background and what Taste of Atlanta is all about.
Yes, well, thank you. I started Taste of Atlanta about 14 years ago, which now has become one of the premier food festivals in Atlanta. We host over 100 different chefs, from neighborhood favorites to white tablecloth restaurants, in October, 3 days in Midtown, Tech Square. But really, we've grown to be a company that's all about food experiences. So we really are creating food events for food lovers who want to try unique and different food experiences.
Well, let me tell you firsthand, it is a great event.
It is a great event.
So good to see you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Costigan, manager of membership with the Georgia Restaurant Association. Good to have you inform the audience about you and your background and what the GRA is all about.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, Todd. The Georgia Restaurant Association has been around for 11 years, and we are the voice of Georgia's restaurant industry. And our job is to service our members in advocacy, awareness, and education. So we're a C6 trade organization that represents the industry side. And what we've done with Taste of Atlanta over the years, Dale is on the board, and we're very close-knit with her because a lot of the members are part of Taste of Atlanta. You know, it's our job as well as the advocacy side to offer education and, of course, help them market their business in ways that we can.
Oh, we all like to eat. So tell us more about that.
Eat out, too, right?
Yeah, eat out. Yes.
We like to eat out.
Eat and eat out.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, get that food dollar out, huh?
Yeah. So tell us about the Edible Agriculture Tour Georgia and how it came to be.
Well, the neat thing about the collaboration that we have between Taste of Atlanta and the Georgia Restaurant Association is we're really looking out for the goals of our restaurants. And so one of the things that we came to realize was that in this day of the 2014, that more and more restaurants are looking to provide more local food from more local restaurants and really fresher ingredients. And so what we found was, with the GRA being in contact with all of the restaurants all over the state and us being more concentrated in Atlanta, that we could put together a really cool dining experience for our patrons, a patron being a food lover, a restaurant owner, a farmer, a consumer, to really create some unique dining experiences where everyone would then understand how important it is to support our local farmers. We got a grant from the Georgia Specialty Food Crops, which is a part of the Georgia Grown, Georgia Department of Agriculture. And with this whole collaboration between all of us, we then have gone around the state to create dining experiences that really put that message in the forefront to really let people know how they can get better dinner menus, how they can take this into their home, and even, you know, create healthier dinner menus for all families.
One of the things, I'm just thinking about all the different organizations that are collaborating to make this thing happen. And it would be easy to have everybody fighting with everybody else. And I'm exaggerating a little bit. But you guys seem to be at totally the other extreme. How did this level of collaboration, it seems to me it's extremely high. How did you make that happen?
Well, Dale's been actually involved with the GRA longer than I have been on staff. You know, she's been a board member, and Karen Bremer, our CEO, goes way back in terms of being in the industry. I think it's because we really helped bring the restaurant sites together. And something that Dale was alluding to is that the goal and the mission of Eat Georgia is to offer, from the consumer side, an entertaining way, an educational way to learn from these restaurants, and particularly more importantly, the farmers. But it's also to help restaurants grow their produce selection, maybe look into local sourcing, which, as she said, is top of mind right now, particularly in our industry, even more so in Atlanta. I mean, you're talking about an industry from a local food sourcing standpoint, you know, Atlanta's probably top five right now from that kind of restaurant scene. So when they brought the expertise to help market and consume and bring together a really, you know, cool, unique kind of foodie dining experience, we were on the back end to be able to bring the restaurants together, you know, survey, bring them in to do these chef collaborations. Because at some of these sites, we had three or four different restaurants and chefs involved in just the one dinner.
And the neat thing, too, is that, you know, we, the GRA and Taste of Atlanta, really started this, but we really welcome more and more organizations to contact us, to let us know if they want to get involved in this. My whole thing is all about being inclusive. I mean, this is not exclusive at all. It's inclusive to other organizations that have food-related missions. It education, chefs, if the restaurant wants to get involved, call us. We're more than happy to, you know, discuss the opportunities for them. But, you know, we've partnered with the Georgia Organics, which is a organization that is in touch with all the farmers. I mean, we want more and more people and organizations to really understand that this is for our state and this is for everybody's economic viability. I mean, we're trying to really grow business in Georgia, grow the restaurant's business, yeah, right, for getting more people. We grow more a lot people of, to go out to eat.
We grow a lot of diverse produce in Georgia.
And yeah, and that's one thing you may not know, because I learned myself that you might think the number one produce or fruit or vegetable in the state of Georgia is peaches. Would you think peaches was the number one? It's not.
Peanuts?
No.
No?
No. Anybody else want to guess?
I don't.
I know the answer.
You do?
Blueberries.
Blueberries. Yep. Blueberries. Can
seriously,
you believe it?
I know that.
The
yeah,
state of Georgia sells more blueberries than anyone else.
It seems wrong,
it
but
does
that's
seem
the
wrong
answer.
We're actually
that
even,
is the answer.
I don't know if the peach people are listening, but we're actually second in peaches to South
right
Carolina now anyway. So.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, I can tell you peaches are my favorite. I mean, I'm from Savannah and I grew up on peaches every day.
And I won't eat a peach from South Carolina, just yeah, on principle.
No. But see, let me tell you, that is really important. And you know what? How many people go to the grocery store and look at the fruits and vegetables and they say, hey, you know, am I going to buy a Georgia peach or am I going to buy a California peach or
right
a Florida peach? And we really want people to support their own. Buy Georgia grown.
Well, getting people to be more focused on their food purchases is important no matter what. So that's good stuff. All right, Dale and Ryan will return after this quick break. We'll be right back.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, we're back with Dale DeSena and Ryan Costigan of Eat Georgia.
So the Eat Georgia dining events, what do they entail? Do they change from location to location? You know, how are they all different?
Yeah, we've had, I believe we're up to six now. We're looking to do 10 or finish the year on 10 events. And they've ranged anywhere from, in Athens, we brought together 4 to 5 restaurants, the Brand of Butcher, Heirloom Cafe. But we brought everybody in at the Heirloom and kind of did like a welcome in, taste of, like with a booth, and you try different stuff and, you know, you mixed and mingled drinks and that kind of thing. Whereas down in Thomasville at a place called Liam's Restaurant, you know, they've for 11 years have been doing farm to table in a very, very highly ag area. And so what they did was a 5-course dinner, and the same thing in Savannah, Soho. So what we do is typically have one of the guest chefs or the in-house chef will introduce a dish and then bring up the farmer with the key ingredient that's used in that. And the farmer will give a background on not only what they do, their processes, how they go about the produce, and then what, which I thought was really cool, and Dale was at this one in Savannah, is that actually just really spent a lot of time about what it means to be that local farmer and really...
It was so touching.
Yeah,
I mean, it was amazing to hear the background story of the farmer, because you never think about where your food really comes from. But at this dinner, it's 5 courses and 5 different chefs, and it was awesome to just learn their story and how they got to be where they are.
Yeah, we had an edible garden for dessert.
Yes, it was fantastic.
Literally dirt.
That is cool. That's
it was
amazing.
So good.
Ate chocolate dirt.
Chocolate dirt works for me.
Yeah, you don't really get somebody who's poured their heart and soul into farming to tell their story. That is pretty cool.
And that's what's unique about these dinners, is that each of them are different. We really sit down with the restaurants and with the chefs and with the farmers to be able to say, what do you want to do? How can you best showcase your product? How can you best showcase your menu? What would you like to do? And so we then collaborate and come up with the menu and promote it and sell tickets, and it's all great.
How do you go about choosing a city and restaurants and farmers to participate? I mean, I got to believe there's folks all over the state raising their hand and saying, me, me, me. How do you decide?
Well, we came together when we first got the grant, and it was Dale, our team over at the GRA. We had one of our project managers, a couple other people, and we looked at first what kind of areas within the state kind of maybe had a little bit of a desire to continue to go down the road of local sourcing. I mean, the consumers, right? Who's already has a little interest in it. And then we kind of selected from there those that are members, those that are within the GRA, those that are already tied in with us. And we kind of went from there. We also just looked at trying to cover each quadrant of the state. So which is Thomasville, Savannah, KSU will be up in the north part. We're looking to maybe do one in Augusta if we can get finalized on that. And then maybe finish off the year with St. Simon's. So.
Again, too, we're looking at what fruits and vegetables are growing at what time. So we're looking at the seasonality of it and to see what would be highlighted.
Right. Well, what's the next stop on the tour?
The next stop we're trying to finalize is KSU, Kennesaw State. Uh-huh. And they do a fantastic job with, I mean, their culinary sustainable program, you know, is one of the few on the map in terms of the U.S. And they will be highlighting the fact that they grow all their own tomatoes and they have a, you know, apiary and do all their own honey and for their commissary. I mean, it's impressive.
They have the Hickory Grove Farm, which is 25 acres, and they grow a lot of their own fruits and vegetables there. So what we're talking about is bringing restaurateurs and chefs from around the area to come and have a dinner at KSU, where then they can learn menu items to add to their menus.
What kind of involvement do you have with food banks or other charitable organizations?
Every event we've chosen has been part of the Georgia Food Bank Association. So Second Helping in Savannah was part of the benefactor of the beneficiary of the money raised from the food event. Same thing within Thomasville. There's a food bank about 20 minutes outside of Thomasville. So we try to tap into that 7 Food Bank Association of Georgia.
And so they receive some of the proceeds of the event. This is a nonprofit organization that is not about raising money for us. We're really doing this to promote the restaurants and promote the farmers. And any portions left over after all the expenses have been paid go to the food banks.
Wow.
It's such a fascinating
idea. Is there anything you didn't think of? I mean, just thinking of all the different organizations and constituencies and interest groups that you've got wrapped into this thing.
Well, you know, I mean, there are definitely more things that we want to do. I mean, that's where...
It's been a trial and error.
It has definitely. The first year's
we've
tough.
We've honed. The last two have been really good.
And again, I think that, you know, once we have solidified exactly what our goals are and who and what we're trying to do, then more restaurants and more farmers are coming on board. So I think that it's a process to move around the state more. We'd love to do, you know, every city in the state, but we're really just trying to make sure we do each of the events to the best of our ability.
Yeah. It seems like people in general are trying to eat healthier. And I know that farm to table has been a big movement and organic has been a big movement. I mean, what do you all see? Is there a next big thing out there? Is there something you're seeing on the horizon right now?
I mean, I see that local is in and here to stay. I think that more of us are getting our brain around the fact that there's a farmer in our state growing these fruits and vegetables, you know, sweating over the fields, and we need to support them. But also, too, I feel like, you know, blueberries taste really good. I mean, peaches and beets and asparagus and Vidalia onions. And, you know, I think that we just need to look at this as something that needs to be a part of our daily food intake. And, you know, it's not about processed foods. It's about eating fresh.
I think with the restaurants that have focused on local sourcing for a while now, they're here to stay, and they've kind of set the benchmark. And retail is obviously where it is, right, with the Whole Foods and of those world. And even your local farmers markets are awesome. They're doing fantastic. Where I think the trends seem to be going are like your quick service fast food, actually looking at doing this type of sourcing. I don't know if it's possible, but at least they're talking about it. And I guess leading into that would be the healthy aspect. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is healthier food. It is making a dent in your lifestyle. So
And the restaurateurs, I think, are on to that, too. I think the restaurants know people want fresher, and so they're being a little bit more cognizant to preparing good, healthy meals so that when we do go out, we're not getting, you know, it's not full of sodium and fats and cholesterol, that it's fresher, and the chefs are winning and seeing more people come through their doors. I think that's what we want to see. We want to see the restaurants, and again, we want to see the restaurants survive. And I think, too, what I've seen in the 14 years that I've been doing Taste of Atlanta is that, you know, it's really more about the chef-driven restaurant, and it's more about the local entrepreneur chef who opens up a restaurant and is trying to be a great place to go for each neighborhood. It's really important that it's the locally owned restaurant, too. I mean, we've got a lot of great chains out there, and they're necessary and vital, but I think we really try to drive the local chef-driven restaurants more and more business because they need that support.
And the more often you're out eating, the more viable chefs there are out there.
That's right.
I promise. I promise I won't eat at home tonight.
You can't.
There you go.
I'm not eating at home
week,
tonight
either. The rest of the week.
Nope.
I'll never eat.
Ever.
Okay. All right. That's the right answer. All right. Well, Dale Ryan, I hate to say it, but we are now out of time. Before I let you go, how can people learn about these three organizations, Taste of Atlanta, the GRA, and most importantly, Eat Georgia?
Well, the Restaurant Association is available at www.garestaurants.org. We've got, you know, the information on the industry, what we're working on restaurateur-wise is available for any of those that are looking into getting into restaurants, operation, things of that nature. We've got anything you need that involves opening, changing, doing whatever you need to do to hone your business.
And Eat Georgia is eatgeorgia.com, and we'll have on there a calendar of events, any of the upcoming dining experience that will take place. And then Taste of Atlanta is tasteofatlanta.com, and our festival is coming up October the 24th, 25th, 26th. So all of our restaurants are listed, schedules, everything on our website.
You don't want to miss that. All right, Dale DeSena, the president and founder of Taste of Atlanta, Ryan Costigan, manager of membership with the Georgia Restaurant Association, and those two great organizations together are cahooting behind Eat Georgia. Guys, great to have you on the show. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and a review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Dale DeSena and Ryan Costigan, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.